I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Well, Inyo County Sheriff's Office is proud to recognize their canine unit for their outstanding performance at the 2026 Murrieta Police Canine Trials. It was held on February 13th through the 15th. The event welcomed 47 teams who competed for the prestigious Top Dog title Patrol Day, challenged handlers and their canine partners through 7 demanding events, including agility, obedience, area search, building search, and 3 protection scenarios. Our team represented Inyo County with professionalism and skill. Sergeant Noonan and K-9 Feet placed 3rd in protection, 3rd in agility, and 4th in building search. Corporal Bartlett and K-9 Asen earned 3rd place overall. Deputy Lloyd and K-9 Envar placed 4th in protection and 4th in agility. These competitions put countless hours of training to the test and demonstrate the readiness of our K-9 teams to serve our community every day. Inyo National Forest is looking for your input on prescribed fire implementation to reflect community priorities and needs. For information on upcoming public meetings and other ways to provide feedback, the link is long, so go to the U.S. Forest Service Inyo National Forest Facebook page and find the We Need Your Input. Friday evening was the opening and start to the regional touring exhibition From Here to There at C5 Studios Community Art Center and Inyo Council for the Art. They had a magical night filled with wonderful community and beautiful work. We're so grateful for the turnout and the support. Can't wait for this show to continue on its journey, but for now, stop by C5 and ICA from February 20th to March 20th. Back to the Forest Service, they announced $182 million in retroactive secure rural schools payments to support counties, schools, and wildfire preparedness. U.S. Forest Service announced it's issuing $182 million in retroactive secure rural funding payments for 2024, delivering critical funding for eligible states and counties with National Forest System lands. These payments help sustain public schools, maintain local roads, strengthen wildfires preparedness, and support other essential services in rural communities. For many rural communities, SRS payments aren't optional. They're essential, said Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz. The Forest Service annual payments provide reliable, predictable funding that rural states and counties depend on. More on this article can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. Coming up on March 7th, join Eastern Sierra Land Trust and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife for the informative field trip in the Round Valley Mule Deer Herds Migration Corridor. While looking for deer making their annual journey, wildlife biologist Dan Taylor with CDFW will lead us on an educational tour on the Round Valley Mule Deer Herd's winter range and share updates and information on some of the challenges the deer are facing. Exact meeting location will be shared before the event. This family-friendly trip is free. RSVP at eslt.org. Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance invites you to lace up your shoes and stand with them in support of colorectal cancer awareness. It's going to be Saturday, March 28, 2026, new location, Mill Pond Recreation Area. Registration at 8:30 a.m. Walk run begins at 9 a.m. This community event brings together survivors, families, friends, and neighbors to raise awareness, encourage early screenings, and support local cancer programs. $40 for adults, $20 for youth 12 and under. Fundraising drawing included. Register online at escanceralliance.org or in person at Grocery Outlet Friday, March 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. or Northern Inyo Healthcare District Wednesday, March 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Interested in sponsoring? Well, call Cheryl at 760-920-0106. Well, Carl Wayne Cox, a bishop, passed away peacefully in his home on Friday, February 10th, with his wife by his side. Wherever Wayne went, he easily made lasting friendships. He strived to make everyone laugh, gave generously, and forgave without hesitation as he saw the best in everyone he met. He was a loving and devoted son, husband, father, grandfather, and friend. He'll be remembered for his kindness, patience, art, love of sports, fast cars, and colorful sense of style. A celebration of Wayne's life will be held later this year. There's a lot more to this obituary, and it can be found online at sierrawave.net. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media or X at Sierra Wave. Remember, for 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Most of all, thanks for listening.